20-time Ghana Premier League champions Accra Hearts Folk is 102 years today. Formed on 11th November 1911, the team, after initial setbacks, is now considered giants in African club football. After back-to-back impressive performances, we bring you a feature on Hearts Folk by Emmanuel Ejidinfi from our sports desk.
According to the Oxford Advanced Learners Dictionary, oak is a large tree that produces small nuts called acorns. The oak tree is not a single species, but about 600 species of this tree exist worldwide. Interestingly, oak trees can live up to 200 years or more. This is why any establishment with the oak tree as its emblem is bound to stand the test of time. Not many clubs formed over 100 years ago are still in existence. Many have obviously sunk into total oblivion, not because they lack the materials to propel the team, but because they lack the courage and the durability that Accra Hearts of Oak easily possess. In the year 2000, Accra Hearts of Oak won the treble after winning the Ghana FA Cup, the Premier League and the CAF Champions League. The season kicked off with the return of Ishmael Addo from trials in Europe and the signing of Charles Taylor. It was in that same year that they inflicted a 4-0 defeat on their arch rivals Asante Kotoko on their way to winning the league title with several matches to spare. Jacob Nete, who for 13 years served the club diligently and was captain of the golden generation of the Hearts of Oak team that won the CAF Champions League in the year 2000, shares his greatest moments.
For the club going to 102 years, my greatest achievement, I captain the team to the Champions League and Super Cup, and I think that is my great achievement for playing Hearts of Oak.
With the motto, never say die until the bones are rotten, it is clear that the Phobians do not easily give up. Time without number. They have won games at the death of full time when all hopes seem to have been lost. And that is the spirit that has kept this great team for 102 years. Today marks another milestone in the life of Ghana's oldest team and arguably the best club ever to grace the face of Ghanaian club football. In 2001, the International Federation of Football History and Statistics, an international organization recognized by FIFA, rated Hearts of Oak 83rd out of 100 clubs in the world. This was no fluke, as the club won almost every trophy they competed for. In that same year, Hearts of Oak was rated 8th best club in the world by CNN. Philemon McCarthy, who has been with the club since 2008 and has risen through the ranks to become the assistant captain, shares his nostalgic moment.
Accra Hearts of Oak has been my dream team since I started playing for under 10, and now playing for Hearts of Oak, it's like a dream come true, and it's a great honor, and then also to be part of Accra Hearts of Oak 102 years. There has been a lot of great moments ever since I joined Accra Hearts of Oak. First of all, joining the club in the first season and having won the league at the same season was another great honor. I think to me it's a great honor, and it made me feel like I'm really the own.
Throughout its history, the club has had the privilege of having very talented players donning the famous rainbow colors. Many players who are fortunate to have been associated with this great club in one way or the other are recognized worldwide as great players who can compete at any level in professional football. Hearts of Oak's Emmanuel Chris Bryan was the first ever captain of the Black Stars. And when the Black Stars won the Africa Cup of Nations for the first time in 1963, skipper Agrefin was also the captain of Hearts. Stephen Appiah was the skipper of the Black Stars when they qualified for their first ever FIFA World Cup tournament in Germany 2006 and in South Africa 2010. He was nurtured and brought to stardom by Hearts. Other notable players produced are Nana CK Jemfi, Yao Amankwa Mreku, Sami Ejei, Adolf Ama, Mohamed Ahmed Polo, Emmanuel Osekufo, Abdulade Kuma, who was the captain of the Black Meteor side that won Africa's first ever Olympic soccer bronze medal in 1992. Not forgetting Ishmael Addo, the golden boot winner at the FIFA Under 17 World Cup in New Zealand in 1999. And three-time Ghana Premier League goal king, Ishmael Addo, talks profoundly about the famous Hearts of Oak team.
Hearts of Oak is one club that every player would love to play for, and it's a very great club with rich heritage, beautiful history, and when you are part of this kind of rich history of such a club, you feel privileged as a player having been part of a very huge club like Hearts. My greatest moment is having the opportunity to play for the biggest club in the country, and and having the opportunity to win trophies with them as well. So I would say that's going to be my biggest.
Hearts of Oak can boast of having one of the largest support base in the country and even beyond. Football fanatics around the world who know something about club soccer in Africa obviously know more about Accra Hearts of Oak and what they stand for. The success of the club obviously hinges on massive following, especially the musical Chapter O, which offers a unique brand of both Panlogo and Kolomashi kind of music, which spur on the players to always give up their best. Over the years, the club has had the honor and privilege of being led by astute leaders who are visionaries in soccer philosophy and have shown dedicated service to the cause and progress of the club. Among the distinguished soccer leaders include late President J.E.A. Mills, Dr. Nyaho Tamaklu, Harris Akor, Ernest Thompson, Ni Ayibonte II, E.M. Commodore Mensah, Frank Nelson Nwokolo, Atu Awoy, and quite recently, Togbe Afede, the Agbogbo Mafia of the Asogli State, and the current managing director, Neil Armstrong Motagbe. On the occasion of 102 years of hard work and great achievement, it is important to rally every Tom, Dick, and Harry round the oak tree for a common good. There is the need for a united front in the interest of Hearts of Oak to relive the good old times. Gone are the good old days, but the future looks brighter. Never say die until the bones are rotten. Long live the oak tree, long live Accra Hearts of Oak.
And away from that phobia story.